Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Stocks. My name is Samantha Morgan, and I have a topic for you guys today. I was listening to the radio, and it's Erica Campbell's birthday. And it amazed me how much love is being poured out to her and how much love is just over taking her today with all the birthday shout outs and people taking the time out to make time to just simply say happy birthday and that we love you. And not only did they say that we love you, but they gave her accolades. They let it be known that she's amazing and her being steadfast and unmovable in God and all of this stuff. So my thing is, why can't we do that for one another on a daily basis? Why can't we lift each other up on a daily basis? And without hitting agenda, without a hitting reason to why you're lifting someone up. Now, I know most of you are like, well, if I'm lifting them up, I don't have it. Yes, there is. You can be like, oh, girl, I'm so proud of you. And I love what you're doing. And I am amazed at everything you're doing and all this good stuff. But at the end of the day, you're hating on them, supposedly, in the back of your mind. Well, she just do too much, or why is she doing this, or how come this is happening, and da-da-da-da-da. Oh, girl, I'm so proud of you. I think what you're doing is amazing. You are just off the chain. I just love everything that you're doing. But in the process of that, your mindset is saying they're doing too much. I really can't stand when they do this. I really don't. I think that we have to get out of that. I think that we need to work on our hidden agenda. If you don't like me, don't like me. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with not liking the spirit behind someone that aggravates you. There's nothing wrong with that, because we're not supposed to like it. Period. But don't be fake or phony. If you can't show me your love and it's genuine and I feel that genuine, I don't need it. Because all that does is make me look side-eye at everyone. And then not just me, just in general, women, we're going to look at you funny because we're like, I know you don't like me, so why are you in my face? Why? And then let's think about this. Why don't you like them? What could possibly be the reason that you don't like someone? Oh, because they're fake? Well, 9 times out of 10, you are once upon a time in your life as well. So are we moving beyond that point? Are we getting beyond the point of, let me encourage you. Let me encourage you to do better. Matter of fact, the thing that I don't like about you, let me let you know why I don't like this about you, because I think that we can do better in that area as well. Because some people honestly don't know that they're offending someone else. It's, I don't think that everyone wakes up and say, how can I get on your nerves today? How can I aggravate you today? I just don't think people wake up thinking that. I will hope not. And some people might. You know, there's evil things out there. But at the end of the day, why can't we pour out that kind of love to let people know when they're doing something good and when they're doing something right? Or just in general, you know what? Hey, I saw you yesterday. And when I tell you, you were glowing. Man, you were so beautiful to me. You know, little things like that. Or listen, your speech that you spoke on and things that you've been speaking about lately on your Facebook wall or whatever, I just want you to know that you are encouraging me. And a lot of us are watching people and we're not saying anything. We're just watching and waiting for them to mess up. Why? What does that bring you? What does that give you? It gives you nothing. You're not going to get a cookie for it. You're not going to get no kind of real accolades for it. You're going to get nothing except for a hole in your heart, because obviously there's something wrong with you that you have to find a way to be negative and nasty towards someone else, or you have to find a way to tear a person down behind their back so that no one else could like them, all because you're mad at them because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're mad at them because they're doing what you should be doing, but you're too childish and immature to not get yourself together to learn from them, because that's something we need to learn how to do as well. We need to learn how to learn from other people. You are still teachable no matter what age you are. be not just still teachable, but be teachable no matter what age you are, no matter what level of management you're in, no matter where you are in life. Be teachable. You're always, you can always learn from someone, something, either what not to do or what to do better, or just how to do it. So I want to encourage you guys, let's lift each other up. Let's stop with this nonsense of being just negative and unnecessary towards one another. Like I said, it really blessed me listening to everyone giving her accolades and telling them how strong she is and how amazing she is, and when she's vulnerable, how they love her. You know, it's very hard to be a vulnerable person in the industry. It's very hard to be open and transparent in the industry because people are taking it and using it for your bad. I want to encourage you guys. Let's do better. You guys have a wonderful, amazing, blessed day. Keep up the awesome, amazing work, because I believe in you. And I hope that you're praying for me as I pray for you. Bye-bye.